rock and roll football
on Absolute Radio
with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
Guess who's back again. Dyson's back.
And his friend, 4D.
Yeah! God, I tell you what, could we?
What, be an Eminem tribute act?
Or just rap? Do some rap gigs?
Could we?
Do some scratch nights, yeah.
Hey, maybe you should introduce it at one of your Edinburgh shows. Give it a go.
Do a bit of rapping. Forgot to plug the Edinburgh show on
there. Yeah, you would do it now. You're on at the Pleasance for the rest of the month. Which part of the Pleasance is it?
The Pleasance Beyond.
The Beyond, yeah. It's massive, massive room.
Big old room. 8 p.m. every night. Inside number 10, my new
very good
stand-up show.
Very good poster. If you're in Edinburgh, you'll see it.
And then touring the UK after that.
Oh, yes. Lovely.
So, you know.
Yeah.
Come see me here, come see me there.
Yeah.
So that's the plug done. That I really should have done on air, but I'm a moron.
Well, that's a great plug. More people should do plugs and say, come see me here, come see me there.
Yeah.
I like it. You might have a new catchphrase there.
And we are back. We are back, and oh boy, are there twists and turns in this show. Gods galore.
Well, we've been on a journey. Ghostly goings on.
Oh.
Massive effects of deep fried food. As always, every time we come up to Edinburgh for the first show of the season, it descends into, a fat trance, basically.
It does. You're going to hear that phrase a lot towards the end of the show because, well, we won't ruin it, but we sample some local delicacies.
I was pushed beyond my limit by a wheel of fortune, yeah.
Oh, man. I mean, I feel like you got bullied. But anyway, you will find out what we're talking about. It's great to be back. It's good to be back.
Yeah.
It's great to be back.
Yeah, it's great to be back. Football's back.
Football's back, we're back. And we've now got a bad back because of all the food that we've stuffed ourselves with. We can have a sit down for a bit. You enjoy this and we'll see you on the other side.
Brace yourselves. It's time for the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
The second half of Arsenal against two-time European champions Nottingham Forest underway. And obviously the number two, relevant. Forest 2-0 down, Dyson.
Yes, 2-0 down, but, you know, there's everything to play for.
There is indeed, and it is our first day back. The Premier League season is now underway. Burnley losing 3-0 last night against Manchester City. But here to preview the first full day of a red-hot season of Premier League action is the red-hot Matt Dyson.
Yes, a lot of big names have been going over to star in the Saudi Pro League this summer. Not this show. We're sticking to our Premier League guns. We won't be turned by the big bucks sports-washing offers. We're taking a stand. Also, the Saudis haven't shown any interest in a goals and music-based radio format as yet. With Kane bound for Bayern and the transfer window still wide open, we start a new season. Harry Switch confirmed earlier, swapping his trophy-less time at Tottenham for a guaranteed bounty in the Bundesliga, ditching Spurs for sauerkraut, sausages and schnitzel. He'll also be wearing his weird new boots when he pulls on the Bayern Munich Lederhosen, having signed a lifetime deal with Skechers. Didn't even know they made boots. Presumably he needs some arch support for his plantar fasciitis, developed flat feet after carrying Spurs on his own for so long.
Oh, genius!
Tottenham don't find out if they're still able without Kane until tomorrow.
Oh,
today from
biblical.
Three, we have two of the newly promoted sides in action. Luton Town returning to the top flight for the first time since 92. They lost 2-1 to Notts County on that day in May. Their weird little Kenilworth Road ground probably hasn't been renovated since then, apart from getting rid of the plastic pitch. You still have to enter through one of the stands via someone's garden. I hope they have at least mowed the lawn and planted some rose bushes or something to welcome the fancy Dans in the Premier League. The Hatters face a tough away trip to Brighton with new Danish defender Mads Andersen set to make his debut. Luton Town fans hoping he won't turn into angry Andersen by 5 this evening. No one wants Mads taking it to the max down Fury Road. Speaking of rage, Sheffield United manager Paul Bayekinbottom must be slightly peeved by their lack of signings. He can barely put out a starting 11 because of injuries and the fact that club's owners sold their star striker and best midfielder over the summer. The Blunt Blades are everyone's favourite to go straight back down. They take on Crystal Palace at Bramall Lane with Roy the Boy Hodgson still going strong despite turning 76 this week. Amazing. He's 127 days older than the Bernabeu Stadium in Madrid, but he's the only man they trust at Selhurst. Speaking of teams who've not made many signings, Everton are at home to Fulham. Worm-eating Gruffalo Sean Dyche only managing to drag veteran defender Ashley Young into his log pile house so far.
What happened there?
Also, West Ham are at Bournemouth. It is Rock and Roll Football on Absolute Radio. Same name, same game, just as lame.
If you get it, you get it. If you don't, it still rhymes. Nottingham Forest still teaching Arsenal a footballing lesson by only losing 2-0.
Yeah, holding them off a little bit. Timber's just gone off injured for Arsenal and they still have a 2-0 lead.
Timber can't... What's something about forest and trees?
Oh, tree felling, yeah. That's what he's done. He's forest done enough tree felling timber, for one day.
Right. Something like that. I mean, any headline writers, do your own homework. Stop listening to this for your puns.
I think it was fine. I think it worked. It was good. How you been, man?
Been good. And we should say we are live from the Edinburgh Festival.
Love it up here so much. We have deep fried delights coming soon. We found a chippy that opens at 3:00.
We cannot wait. We're going to get deep-fried battered pizza, some battered sausage.
Yeah.
All the stuff growing boys need.
Deep-fried
curry
pizza,
sauce.
Salt and sauce.
Battered haggis, chips.
It. Oh, yes.
It'd be rude not to.
Big glass bottle of Iron Brew.
Oh, man.
It's the only reason we come up here.
Well, that and the fact that I'm doing the
and
festival.
You did your amazing... It was rammed last night. Sold out of the Pleasance. Absolutely amazing. Yeah, what a show. Great Rishi Sunak impression's developed, hasn't it? And Trump's back. Great to see.
Great to be back. And it's great to be back on... push and shove football, whatever you guys call it. It's my favorite. I love Magic FM, and it's great to be here. great people. With my good friend, Matthew Dusen. You're a great guy.
I'll take that, Donald.
You're beautiful. You really are. I can't wait to eat fried food with you. In our pants.
He would love some fried food, wouldn't he?
Of course he would. Loves a burger. But we are at the Edinburgh Festival, and thank you for being so kind about my
show. It was a genuinely great show. He's on for the rest of the month. Try and get tickets if you can.
We actually met some rock and roll fans, rock and roll football fans last night.
Yeah, we did, yeah.
A lovely couple, and I came out of the venue, and Dyson was in the beer garden, as you would imagine. And a lovely guy comes up to me, and he goes, he said, I'm a big fan of rock and roll football. I said, you're not going to believe it. I said, Matt Dyson's around the corner. He went, what? I said, genuinely, no. I said, it really is. And then chatted for about half an hour.
We did. He was a lovely couple from Glasgow. He was calling me the Dysonator and everything. old time nickname I haven't heard for a long time.
Oh, man. But we'll catch up about our summers.
Yes.
What have you been up to?
Yeah.
Actually, I've developed sciatica this week.
Oh, yeah. What ailments have you developed over the summer? That's what we
want to know. Are you in worse shape now than you were? Make us feel better.
So the gout's gone and it's been replaced with sciatica.
The gout is under control thanks to strong medication, but now I'm taking cocodamol and diazepam, I was on it for a few days and now scaled that back because it does make you feel rather...
You must be popping a lot of pills first thing then, aren't you?
Lots of pills.
A whole line of them. Bad. Oh, wow, amazing. But it's okay? Is it less painful now?
It was hard to sit down.
Oh, really?
So sort of hobbling around a lot.
Oh, so it's not in your back, it's like in your...
Well,
side,
why have you led me down this road? You know where it is, and you just want me to say it is in my left buttock. Are you happy now?
Yes,
I've got bum pain. Look at the glee it gives him. The glee. Anything bum related.
These buttocks. What a way to start the show.
So have you developed a medical ailment over the summer like I have? I'm now a sciatica sufferer.
Yeah.
I just want to raise awareness of sciatica.
Yeah, it's good that you're doing that. Yeah, not enough people speak about it, do they, on the radio? Yeah, it's good to see.
Because you can't get into the studio, that's the problem.
Yeah. I did think I had gout for a little bit, but I think it was just like a sore big toe. I think I just pulled a muscle in there or something.
I
don't know if you do that. It might be the early stages of gout, but it's gone, so I'm presuming it's not. I don't know.
Gone, just carry on regardless.
Carry on, yeah.
You keep drinking 10 pints a day and eating fudge at night.
We had quite a big one last night. And me and producer Liam shared a room.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Was that the plan?
It was, yeah. So expensive hotels in Edinburgh during the festival, aren't they?
True,
yeah. And I thought we had a very uneventful night and nothing happened. I just woke up next morning, it was fine, and like... It was fun, but apparently not.
Producer Liam is here.
Yeah, it was a great night.
He's just said a lot of weird stuff happened, and I cannot remember it at all.
I look forward to our annual sharing of the room, obviously. Yeah. You don't snore, but like you're a very heavy breather.
Right, yeah.
Like, which isn't too dissimilar to when you're awake, really.
That's true, it's even worse.
But you could just wait. I wake up in the middle of the night, and you was like, because we moved the two beds to the other side of the room.
Yeah, we separated them out. Yeah.
They're always very close in hotels, so we moved them apart.
Oh, no.
But you, like, You was like facing the wall.
Yeah. That's
like
fine.
With your hands out. Like as if you were scaling the wall.
What?
It was just the
what, like have my hands on the wall.
So all I could see was your back.
Wow, yeah.
It's a lovely back. A
big hairy back.
Just, it's a hairy back.
Just
here,
two hands outspread.
What?
Against the wall.
Just and touching the wall.
I thought you was awake and maybe he's on your phone. But
no.
He wasn't.
Oh, wow.
Why'd you sleep like that?
I don't
explain yourself.
I don't know. I don't normally sleep next to a wall, so maybe it was like, I don't know, it feels like I'm almost trapped in there. So I don't know what it means. Does anyone know what that means?
But the view you must have had, Liam, like this big hairy back and like trying to put, like you'd fallen into the ape enclosure at the zoo. So that's some big silverback trying to escape from his compound.
It doesn't sound like it's that bad. I'm just glad I didn't snore. I'm quite pleased
I think you thought the it was noisy. Was like your wife.
Oh, did I? Yeah. Oh, wow.
Well, judging by what happened afterwards.
The Rock and Roll Football Podcast with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
Jojo says, maybe I was dreaming that I was a mime artist trapped in a box. That could be an explanation, actually, the way I was up against the wall like that, like trying to escape from a box like that.
Were you dreaming? Do you remember any of the dreams you had last night?
No, not really, no. I mean, no, it's quite a bit of a blur. But I woke up a couple of times.
With thought, acid?
Yeah, yeah. No, not too bad. No, okay. No, it was all right. Quite a steady night, really. And but I don't remember dreaming about being a mime artist. So I don't know what it was.
I do find it slightly distressing that you slept with your hands on the wall like that.
Yeah, it is.
It's like trying to escape.
I am distressed, yeah. It says something. But it's just not being used to having a wall there. So I sleep maybe with my arm sideways like that when I sleep.
Like arm outstretched.
Like, so my pillow there and then my head there,
yeah.
Sideways on.
I get
so
you.
The arm is stretched and there wasn't room to do the full stretch perhaps because I was so close to the wall.
How do you sleep, Liam?
I don't know. How,
he slept
how do
on his side. He slept on his side. He turned over a couple of times. I woke up a couple of times, just watched him sleep, so gently.
Okay, like that.
But did you have, like, small talk before you went to bed? Were you sort of making each other laugh?
Well, last year we apparently watched a film together, which I don't call... We watched Terminator 2.
Terminator 2, yeah.
And we did talk last about night. Watching Terminator 3, but it wasn't on.
Yeah, no. So. What did we watch last night? It's a bit of a blur.
I just watched you.
We ate mushroom pizzas sat in our pants in the bed. It was lovely. It was a lovely night.
Why mushroom pizza? What's the matter?
It was a pizza place that you wouldn't trust the meat at, I'd say, is what.
But
why we went vegetarian.
Shouldn't that mean that you don't trust the mushroom either?
Well, yeah, I suppose so, but it was nice.
It was good.
That's great.
They probably grew the mushrooms on the meat.
Ken's got gout.
We got a goal. Dyson, what's happened?
Awoniyi, he's come on as a sub and he scored. We looked dangerous on the break. Obviously, we were under the cosh for a lot of the game, but Forest have just got a goal back. Arsenal 2, Forest 1, about 10 minutes to go.
And that was
end-to-end.
Declan Rice almost scored at the other end. Forest power down the other end. We know Steve Cooper's team are geared to counter-attack.
Yeah, Declan Rice has had a couple of good chances, but he's been thwarted by Turner in the Forest goal. And we just broke right from the corner and ran all the way up there. And then Awoniyi has scored. Awoniyi.
8 minutes of normal time left. Let's say 10 or more, perhaps. Wow. Forest could get an equaliser here, Dyson.
Yes, lovely to see. Lovely to see. We should say the game is slightly delayed because it was a late kickoff, wasn't it? Half an hour. That's why it's still going on.
Because their turnstiles weren't working. Oh, my word. Well, who knows what I would say? Amazing. Who would have predicted this?
And
talking of predictions, Dyson and I are now going to make our predictions for what will happen this season. So we're both going to predict who we think will be champions, the top scorer, and which three teams will be relegated.
Yes.
So let's take champions first, Dyson.
Okay, well, I mean, I was going to say Arsenal.
Oh, that was almost an equaliser from Morgan Gibbs-White.
Long shot from the end.
This is incredible.
This is distracting. Alanga's come on and looks amazing. Our new signing from Man United. He's had a really good start to his Forest career. Looks very dangerous down the left. I was going to say Arsenal. Sort of more head over heart. More heart over head.
Okay, the opposite.
But I think
the total opposite
of what I just said. So I'm going to be obvious and say Man City because I will be right. So what about you?
I'm also saying Man City.
Yeah.
I think whatever Arsenal have done, signing Declan Rice isn't going to outmaneuver Haaland.
No, yeah, exactly.
Foden, Grealish, et al. So we're both saying Man City.
Mm-hmm.
Top goal scorer.
Again. It's going to be hard. It's the two obvious ones. Either Haaland or Ollie McBurnie at Sheffield United. As if.
I'm going Haaland as well.
Has to be.
Now, Which three teams will be relegated?
Yes, now we're getting interesting. Well, okay. I think it has to be Sheffield United, although I always underestimate the Blades, but I think their squad is bereft. Luton also, although they may surprise me. Okay. And I think Everton. Oh. I would love to see Everton finally go down. They've been in the top flight for way too long.
Even with friend of the show, Sean Dyche.
I love Dyche. I love Woney. I love all of them. But,
Stoney.
You know, and Stoney.
Boney.
But, yeah, exactly. But their time has come.
Okay, so finally we're going to disagree. I agree on Luton. I agree on Sheffield United.
Yes.
I'm saying Bournemouth.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
I just think their time is up. I think they've had a nice little run at it. They've yo-yoed a couple of times. I think eventually football gravity is going to deal with them.
Or Wolves potentially might be in there. We don't know yet.
Do you know what? I did write Wolves and cross it out.
Yeah, there you go. He's shown his workings. So lock them in the vault.
So anyway, this game is now got a grandstand finish because Forest pushing for an equaliser. So who knows what happened? Arsenal look dangerous going forward. So, you may be aware that Noel Gallagher played an exclusive gig for us at the O2 Academy in Bournemouth. Did you go?
An amazing show. I did not go. I'd love to have gone. It looked amazing.
I've seen everyone's videos on socials.
Yeah, it looked really good, didn't it?
Deep FOMO. Where real FOMO matters. Well, Richie asked him what his thoughts were on Man City's chances this season.
If we win the league this season, it would be, one of the most amazing achievements to win it four times in a row. So part of me thinks there's no way we can win it. But then again, the other side of me thinks if anybody else is going to win it, they're going to have to win 20 games in a row from the start of the season, because once it comes to the back end of the season, it's no contest for us.
And not that the people coming tonight will have heard you say this, so you can say it with all confidence, but the good people of Bournemouth, do you see their side staying up?
I couldn't care.
Kicking you into shape. It's the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Shani from Merthyr has been in touch. He said, glad you boys are back. My summer has consisted of travelling all around the country for work and listening to the Rock and Roll Football Podcast. I've completed them all. Amazing. Every single one. Reading that back, wow, I've got a sad life. Great show, boyos. Glad you're back. That's
Shunny,
nice.
That is not a sad life. That is a life Shunny, well spent.
Yes, we welcome that sort of thing. We do not shun it, Shunny. Yeah.
He loves a bit of wordplay, doesn't he, guys? Especially when it's really simple and obvious. Yeah. I think that's great. You sound like you've had a great summer, mate.
Yes.
Poodling about, listening to the podcasts.
You should all try and do it. Be completists, yeah.
but the journey you'll have gone on with us, with Forest, when we started doing this together, we were like, there was no hope of us getting promoted. Then there was some hope. Yeah. Then there was more, then it happened.
Yeah. What a journey it's been. And now we're an established Premier League team.
We are. Dyson and mid-table. I, by the way, both wearing Forest shirts.
Yes, and you were stroking the Premier League badge earlier, weren't you?
It's so smooth.
It's very really nice material, isn't it? Yeah, lovely.
Producer Liam, a supporter of championship-level Birmingham, just doesn't get it.
Tom Brady, that's right.
It's all he ever talks about.
Tom Brady this, Tom Brady
Birmingham
that.
City
An American footballer, who knows nothing about the championship, is coming over to change your club's diet or something. Apparently that's all he's going to do. Great.
What are they going to eat now? Chili dogs. What do Americans eat? 2 litres of ice cream and a chili dog,
apple
buddy.
Apple pie, please.
Full of sugar, buddy. I mean, no one knew who Tom Bradbury was, really, did they? I mean, he's a big deal in...
Brady. Yeah, exactly. Tom Bradbury's the news at 10, guys. Yeah.
Tom Bradbury's...
He'd probably have a bigger impact than Tom Bradbury.
Why are newsreaders getting involved in football clubs?
His weird conversational monologues at the top of the news. That's what you need at Birmingham City. That'll get you promoted.
Breaking news. So Tom Brady.
Tom Brady, one of the world's best ever sportsmen. I'm a big NFL fan.
Are you really?
Yeah, right.
Followed all his career.
Are you into wrestling as well?
Oh yeah. No, actually, I am. I do like a bit of wrestling.
Is it a sport?
No.
It's just a stunt then, isn't it?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, that's okay. Yeah, you can enjoy it on that level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you like watching, grown men just pretending to fight each other. That's your thing. That's
exactly. What do you prefer to watch? Real fights.
Yeah, real fights.
Yeah. Dyson's more into car park brawls. I think that I made that needlessly bleak, really. It just felt like a funny thing to say at the time, but probably not wise to say on air. All over at the Emirates.
Yes, and Arsenal have won 2-1, but a decent showing from Forest after Alanga came on and set up Teo Awoniyi for a goal. It's nice to get one goal. As you say, we lost their 5-0 last season, so this is a big change, isn't it?
Huge, huge progress. And all the other 3 o'clocks are now underway, so we'll keep you updated on games across the country as they happen in our glory hunt. Counters feature. Mm-hmm. We were supporting Tamworth, who got promoted last
season.
Yes,
amazingly. They were promoted, and their manager got a new contract. Andy Peakes will be with them in the National League North.
Andy Peakes,
yes.
Does he?
Yeah.
Naughty boy.
Maybe he already has, I'm not sure. Yeah.
So, Dyson, take us to Tamworth.
Yes. Come with me into the depths of Staffordshire, to a lovely little town called Tamworth and the Lamb Ground, where they play. What a lovely name for a stadium.
Gorgeous.
The ground named after the Lamb Inn, which stood for many years at the entrance to what is now the ground's car park. So it's the sad demise of another local boozer.
Oh, no.
The main stand holds 518 people, while the terraced shed is home to the Shed Choir, which sometimes provide the team with vocal support.
Sometimes?
That's what it says on their Wikipedia.
Conditional support.
So, yeah, they only sing when they're winning, basically. they're admitting it. They're playing Spennymoor Town. It's their first game of the season away at Spennymoor, not at the Lamb Ground. In terms of famous people from Tamworth, there's one big one, and he is actor Brian Pringle, the late Brian Pringle. He has one of those faces that you would recognise. He was in Alfreda's Aim Pet, Last of the Summer Wine, and The Dustbin Men. And he was born in Tamworth. I'd never heard of The Dustbin Men either.
No, he was a dustman.
right, okay, yeah.
That's how he ended his career.
That's what he did before he got into acting. So anyway, yeah, he's a big name. You'd recognise his face, and that is Tamworth.
Ken's got gout.
Big goal in Scotland, Dyson.
Yes, Rangers 1-0 up already against Livingston. Sammy Lammers with the goal.
Great. Lamb featuring a lot today.
Yeah, what's going on?
Well,
it's not spring.
Is this a sign from the universe to eat more lamb?
Yeah, but the Lamb Marketing Board have got in touch.
Big lamb.
Product placement everywhere on this show.
Rangers then winning 1-0. Hartlepool 1-0 up against Gateshead. And you will have noticed that we've returned to our Ken's Got Gout
air
horn.
Yes, back by popular demand. So many people have asked for it that it's come back. Why not?
You wanted it, we gave it. It's the show that delivers week on week for the British people. Now, Ian Holloway has been in the news this week, Dyson, making an incredible claim about his car.
It's an amazing... He claims his late father sort of spoke to him and communicated with him through his car stereo. Right? He talks at length about what happened. So he said, I had this digital music player in my car, as he called it, and there was something on the steering wheel, but I didn't touch it because my hands were nowhere near it. So he's driving without his hands on the steering wheel, which is slightly worrying. And then the car filled up with lights, right, he says. I looked outside and it was sunny outside. It wasn't sunny outside. He thought, that's weird. The car's filled up with light. And then Mariah Carey and the song One Sweet Day suddenly started blasting out really loud. And there was a line shining down on me from heaven. And it got louder and louder until it completely at the full volume, blasting out in his car, filled with light. And he was like, what the hell is going on? And then as soon as the song finished, it went down and everything went back to normal. It was definitely loud. But, I mean, either he accidentally had his hand on the steering wheel volume knob or his father was communicating with him from the other side.
Or there's a third option that doesn't involve his father communicating with him.
Because yeah.
Maybe the sun was out and he didn't notice. Or
yeah.
He drove under a big, bright lamppost.
But I sort of want to believe Ian Holloway's version of events. He's a lovely man.
Like Fox Mulder. Dyson wants to believe
the truth is out there. I want to find it.
Have you ever had a paranormal experience?
Ooh.
Ghostly goings on.
Ghostly.
Noises that can't be explained. Have you ever seen an unidentified flying object?
No, have you?
Well, I really wanted to see a ghost or a UFO. I was really into the X-Files.
Yes.
As a youth. Yeah. I was just like desperate to see. I really bought into the whole thing.
Yeah.
I've never seen a ghost.
No, I haven't either. I do want to. I was like a ghost hunter. I pretend as a child. Like, and I would put... in our bathroom, like, put some talcum powder down on the floor, because if the ghost goes in, you can see footprints in
God,
the talcum
clever.
Powder.
Clever.
So I did an experiment, no footprints, so no signs of ghostly goings on.
What, no one ever used the bathroom in there?
Yeah. They obviously didn't want to walk through the talc, to be fair. They get dirty socks.
We're talking about ghostly goings on, Dyson, and the stories are flooding in already.
They are. There's some amazing things. This one, it's an anonymous text that just said, we once had a black silver shadow along the wall in our house and around the corner into my parents' bedroom. It also used to open and close doors repeatedly on a night. It's a strangely worded message. A long silver shadow.
Yeah, I also had a very tall brother who liked opening doors. I don't know if the two things are connected, but yeah, it could be.
Yeah, but weird. A strange presence in the house. This is from Andy in Manchester who says, as a child, I had a ghost that watched over me.
What?
So, yeah, several happenings occurred. Number one, the dog would never go into my bedroom, literally screamed the house down if we tried to force him in. Number two, builders were in my room fitting new windows. My father was in the front garden. They both ran out to him and asked him to come into the bedroom with them, as something in there didn't want them there. This is scary stuff, isn't it? Number three, my father got up early for work, so early it was dark. On a regular occasion, he would be in the kitchen alone and would feel a hand squeeze his shoulder.
Oh, my God.
It freaked him out at first, but he got so used to it that he used to talk to the ghost. These are wild claims coming
That's
through
mad.
From Andy here. Talk to the ghost. Turned out an old lady died in my bedroom. And she used to roll marbles against the skirting boards, which our next-door neighbours complained to us about when we were out of the house.
Can't believe he got used to the shoulder squeeze.
Mm.
Just nipping downstairs for a slice of ham and a shoulder squeeze.
Yeah, yeah. Could you just work that knot out while you're there, please, ghost? Yeah.
Lower, lower, cheeky!
Do you want another one?
I want loads.
Paul in Lincolnshire now has been in touch.
Hi, Paul.
Many years ago, when I was a lorry driver back in the late 60s, I was driving through Thetford Chase in Norfolk. The A134, nice road detail. Thank you for that, Paul. Very late at night, it was very dark, and in the late autumn, with the rain and wind, I suddenly picked out a man in my headlights standing in the middle of the road. It was almost like he'd just appeared there. I could see his face clearly. He slammed on the brakes, so he managed to skid to avoid him. The brakes weren't great, but he managed to judder and stop to a halt and before completely running out. I thought he might have run over the guy, but he didn't. He got out of the lorry, looked all around, expecting to find someone there, but no, there was nothing. There was no sign of any other human being. I stopped at the police station in Thetford and reported the incident. He said that he would go and look her along the road in his panda car, and I actually went with him to show him exactly where it was, but there was no sign of this man anywhere. The policeman said that this was not the first time they'd had this reported in the night by a bewildered and shocked driver. To this day, I can remember the look on the man's face. It still haunts me.
Do you know really what? I don't scary. Know why I thought this was going to be a jaunty feature. It's absolutely terrifying. This has been a terrible
it's
idea.
It's not a great way for us to start the season, really, is it? Scaring the bejesus out of everyone.
The bejesus. It's not, man.
It's really quite chilling stuff, this.
Yeah, have you got any funny ghost stories? That's what we should have asked for. Have you ever met a cheeky
That's
ghost?
What we went wrong. Yeah,
yeah. Any, any sort of, is the ghost of Benny Hill haunted anyone? That's what we're after. Now, we've got some local treats in the studio.
We've
got
Boy, have we,
deep fried battered pizza, battered sausage, chips.
It's tradition when we come up here to do
it
this.
It is. Now, Dyson's had how many slices of battered pizza?
Two slices of deep fried battered pizza, yeah.
And a huge battered jumbo.
He's feeling it. Yeah.
Although you did say in the interval, during the song, that you were high on fat.
I am high on fat. I can feel it coming out of my pores already. It's in my soul. I'm just full of it.
Now, he's umming and ahhing about whether to have a third slice of battered pizza to add to his two slices, his battered sausage and all the chips that he's stuffed in his face. We have the Wheel of Fortune.
Spinning Wheel of Destiny.
The Spinning Wheel
decide.
Of Destiny.
Oh, no. Come on.
So there's a 50-50 chance to spin it. It's like a Wheel of Fortune.
I don't know if I can take any more.
Will you abide by?
I promise to abide by whatever the wheel says.
Here we go. The wheel spins. Oh. It decides the fate. It
yes,
slows.
No, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no.
Yes! Eat it.
I'm being forced to eat more battered pizza. I'll do it.
I love this. Oh, against my will.
Oh, poor me.
Come on then, let's have it. I'll tell you what, eat it next to the microphone so that the listeners can get the sound. He's trying to squeeze his way through, his way back.
Wait, you've got to hear, because when you bite in, the grease sort of comes out of your teeth. It's like a...
Ow.
There you go. Oh, it's so good.
Oh, no. Look at him. He's in a trance. He's in a pizza trance. He's in a fat trance. Oh, no. Dyson's gone into a fat trance. Someone, pour water over him. We're going to have to deal with this.
Glory Hunters on Rock and Roll Football.
Big news for Tamworth.
What a start for the Lambs. Their season in the National League North. They're 1-0 up. 2-0 up at Spennymoor Town. Two quickfire goals from Ben Akwey and Nathan Shikuna. They're 2-0 up. Well done to Tamworth. Lovely stuff.
Dyson slightly recomposed.
I think you can hear it in my voice that I'm not the same person I was early this morning. You know, I mean, like, I've been through a lot of fat and it's having an effect on my behaviour.
Yeah. Well, how does it usually affect your behaviour?
Oh, mate, it sort of dulls your senses a bit, you know. You can feel you can feel it's, just you move a bit slower after you've had a deep fried pizza.
You do, yeah. Like, I mean, lots of people will never have had one and never will.
You must do.
Got to get yourself up here.
Yeah, yeah, you really have to.
Notts County have equalised against... Oh, I feel... Oh, I sound like I'm starting to have that.
Are you in a fat trance as well?
I'm in a fat trance.
The fat trance. Just a reworking of the Prince classic, yeah. Notts County Grimsby. It's an exciting game, that one.
We're asking for your ghost stories. And Leroy's cousin has been in touch.
A regular contributor to the show. It's always nice to have Leroy's cousin. But we never hear from Leroy. But Leroy's cousin says that a fluorescent Victorian-looking woman made him a croque-monsieur when he got home the 1996 Notting Hill Carnival. Wasn't sure to believe him, but he accurately described her process of making the Dijon mustard bechamel sauce. So I guess it must have happened. Oh, yes. Leroy knows all about how the process of making a roux. Yeah, it's nice to see.
I can't believe... I mean, Leroy...
I don't know if any of these characters exist, really.
Well, this is the problem. Is actually, I think the ghost is more real than Leroy's cousin. I think Leroy's cousin is a figment of our collective imagination.
I think he might be, yeah. Amazing stuff. Keep him coming.
It's someone who says that, random to text you both, but I spent the day preparing for a family roast tomorrow, five kids and partners, by boiling off chicken drumsticks and legs with leeks and water to add to the stock tomorrow. Gravy makes the Sunday roast. The biggest crime in the UK is lack of gravy prep.
Wow, preach.
Do you agree with that? The biggest. Oh, we were talking about that game, and look what's happened now. My word.
Shay Adams has got an equaliser. Southampton 3, Norwich 3. And yes, I do agree with gravy prep. I think it's very important that you do not use the granules. You know, you're better than that.
What, all of us are?
Yeah, you're all better than that.
Okay, so how do you make your gravy?
I mean, I wouldn't use drumsticks. It seems a bit lavish that I'd more use like giblets or something like that, you know, the leftover bits. And then simmer them up with some onions, some leeks, some carrots, and then a bit of red wine perhaps. And then let it simmer for a couple of hours and you've got your stock. And then, you know, the rest is history.
Aren't you such a box of surprises? 1 minute is in a fat trance and battered pizza. Next, eloquently describing how to make a reduction for a gravy.
The gravy is sort of helping me come out of my coma.
And in terms of how fatty the gravy would be?
Yes, I mean, you've got to use flour. I would use flour to absorb some of that fat, and then you cook the flour through, and then you add the stock, and then you've got a thick gravy with not too much fat.
God, you're good.
Yeah, thank you. I'll cook it for you one time.
Please do.
Yeah, we could pour it on a deep-fried battered pizza together.
I tell you what, gravy would be great on a battered pizza.
It would be, wouldn't it? As a nice dipping sauce.
I hope we don't make ourselves ill.
You can barely
I'm
speak,
slightly
man.
Worried that we've really gorged on a lot of battered food, and that probably wasn't very wise. I think a lot of people will be listening to this horrified. You know?
Yeah, I know. It's obscene what we're doing, but you know, we just live for it. We love it. We're in Edinburgh. So,
you know the way people look back on the 1970s and what, you know, people's relationship with drink and all sorts of things. Yeah. God, what were they thinking? I mean, even the 90s.
We might have to have like warning saying this show will feature outdated depictions of deep-fried food eating by idiots.
You're listening to the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
It's so appropriate that we've brought back the...
Ken's got gout.
Yes,
on
really
a day that we're eating
like
deep-fried, battered, processed meat.
I think we're all going to get some sort of weird Victorian illnesses after this.
Oh, what Victorian illness would you like?
Rickets.
Rickets.
I'm not really sure what it is, but it just sounds like scary, doesn't it?
Yeah, rickets, scurvy, whooping cough.
Scurvy, yeah.
Was it whooping or whooping cough?
Yeah, I think people say both.
They do,
probably
yeah.
get away with it.
But which group of people is right?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Too late to get into this debate today. But you've been getting in touch with your stories of the paranormal.
So many. You're taking us back to Victorian times as well.
Well, exactly. It's always, whenever you think of a ghost story, you always think of olden times.
Yeah,
don't you?
Yeah. You don't get many modern, you don't get ghosts dressed in modern attire, do you? Very rarely.
That's right. No one's ever haunted by someone in a shell suit.
Yeah, or with a bum bag around their shoulder. Yeah. It doesn't happen.
It was in the New Forest Third Kit.
Beauty.
It says, hey, Matt from Crowborough here. Mm. Do you know where that is?
No, I don't.
Okay. We're going to Google it, Matt, just so we can picture. Dyson, hear him tippy-tapping away there. Grease all over his fingers, smearing it up the walls. Yeah. That's why you slept your hands on the wall, is that you were just mopping the fat off.
Yes, it is in East Sussex. It's in the High Weald area. It's not far from where I live, actually. I really should know that. I think possibly it's a train stop on when I get the train back to Hastings. So, yeah, I should have known that.
Should have known.
This, again, is the deep fat pizza dulling my senses. I can only apologise.
Dulled by grease.
Eat responsibly.
He says, before I pass my motorcycle test, I visited my granddad's grave at night by car to pay a visit. This was in Turner's Hill where I grew up. I said to him, I'm going to be doing my A1 motorcycle test real soon. A few weeks later, I did my test and passed first time. Nice inclusion. And rode down to the church on my bike at night. I got there and pushed my bike as close as I could. I keep an eye on it as I'd be stuffed if it got stolen or something. I parked up and walked to his grave and said how I'd passed and how much I love it. After some time, I felt like I was being watched. But I guess you would do it at a graveyard late at night. I was about to leave, but got interrupted by a light coming on and lighting up my bike. It was at that point I got spooked, said goodbye. I got back to my bike and pushed it to the empty car park and rode home. I was dead still, so I don't think it was me moving, plus no lights came on when I turned up. Do you think...
What?
So he goes to his granddad's grave on his bike, tells him that he's passed his bike, says first time.
And a light comes on.
And a light comes on.
Wow, that's quite similar to what happens at Ian Holloway with his car stereo as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Something in this. Unless it's just the security lights at the church.
Yes. Of course. Yeah, I did leave it under one of those sensors.
Hello, brace yourself. It's Jack Grealish's Encyclopedia of Life.
Oh, what?
On Rock and Roll Football.
I don't know what that means.
Yes, it's the best thing since sliced veg, everyone. The first instalment of his Encyclopedia of Life. We should just clarify, by the way, this is the real Jack Grealish we're talking to. 100%. We've got a line straight to his house, and he's going to share his knowledge with us today, which is so good of him to get in touch and help us out with this. Question this week comes from Mark Adamson. Not Mark Adams, some John Michael White. Sorry, let me clarify. I'm in a fat trance, I can't help it. I can't see what I'm doing here. So anyway, John says, I'd love to know Jack's theory about the tides. Where they come from was famously described as a mystery by the Only Fools and Horses theme song. I wonder if there's a mystery that Jack could help clear up. Jack... Anything to say about the tides?
Yeah, they come from the sea, and that, what I don't get is, the tide will come in, and then it'll go out, and then, it's, changing its mind, isn't it, all the time, has it done that forever, did it ever just, come in, the tide's mum must be, annoyed with it, come in now, and then, it's out again, barely even seeing her. But, my dad says it's, controlled by the moon, but you're like, I don't get that, because the moon ain't here, and, why is it getting involved in our affairs, why is it mucking about? It ain't got no water of its own, has it?
Yeah, no, it's true.
And why would it bother? If I was, another planet, I wouldn't be trying to, muck about with water on another planet. What else can it control, do you know what I mean? Makes you think, doesn't it? Is it controlling, my thoughts or something? Because I was just speaking about the moon then, and was that because it, told me to,
Wow.
Looks a bit like a football, doesn't it? Yeah. All planets do, really, because they're all spherical, aren't they? So, you never get, a rhombus planet. It's that's what I think football's meant to be, because, there's a galaxy in it, the solar system, and that's just a load of footballs.
Wow. I think we've all learned something again. Thank you,
cheers,
Jack.
Mate. Yeah, well done on the battered pizza, by the way.
Thanks. Yeah, I didn't want a third slice, but I was sort of forced into it. Yeah.
Well, like, you didn't sound that forced, mate, but like, it's more that, like, because I can't eat that stuff because, like, no. What are they called, like, nationalists or whatever? They don't let me, the guy who works at the club, like, he's like, oh, you got to have, like, grilled chicken and, like, brown rice and all that. Gubbins, but, like, inside, I'm like, I want to eat a pizza.
Yeah.
They're round as well, do you know what I mean? Like, it's all connected, isn't it? Maybe I want to eat that because it looks like a flat football. And like, maybe the moon's telling me that I want to eat pizza. Like, if I eat pizza, I blow up like a big moon. You know what I mean? So, like, maybe that's what it is. Maybe the moon just controls everything and it's like, creates things that are round like that. And it's like, play football because that's like a little moon. Eat a pizza because that's like a little moon.
Your calf muscles are quite moon-like as well, aren't they?
Yeah. This goes way deeper, doesn't it? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, when you think about it, it's like a clock is round, isn't it?
Like
the moon. So it's like affecting time. Time and tide wait for no man. That's right. You know what I mean? Unless he's had a pizza and then it's like, you're going to die so much faster now.
Next on Rock and Roll Football, it's Munch of the Day.
Oh, it's Munch of the Day! Just before we come on to the main point of the show, which is what food people are going to eat or have eaten or are eating, huge drama in the Premier League and in the Championship.
The arrival of Tom Brady has had a profound effect on Birmingham and their football club. They have scored a late goal, a penalty, putting them 1-0 up against Leeds. Oh. They're on the verge of winning. Just purely by his very presence, the NFL legend in the stands at St Andrews.
I told you.
You did tell us. Yeah, you did. Well done, mate.
Best soccer team on the planet.
Yeah. Because it was going to be a 0-0 draw, and Americans really hate 0-0 scorelines, don't they? Yeah.
It was a shutout in the second city derby.
Is this what happens? 90 minutes and no goals?
Great, guys. It's going to penalty kicks. Not in the league, mate. The what? I don't know why he's so angry, Tom Bradby from ITN. And why he's invested. And in the Premier League, it was 4, then it was 3, then it was 4.
Yeah, and apparently it is 4 now. They've cancelled it and they've restored it. Brighton have scored a 4th. Evan Davis has scored. Evan Davis, now he's the guy from Dragon's Den, isn't he?
Yeah, and the Today programme. Why are all these newsreaders getting involved in sport?
Evan Ferguson scored. So it's 4-1 to Brighton against Luton. Final whistle just gone.
Munch of the Day. Pete says, I'm going to have mushy peas, chips and a big fat pie.
Yes, Jim in Carlisle says he's considering driving over the border into Scotland just to get a pizza crunch.
Do it!
After hearing us in our fat trance earlier on. Claire says we should join her in having a Muller Fruit Corner. It's a classic, Claire. Isn't it? It's classic dessert. Why not? Why not do that for Match of the Day?
Well, there's not much of it, is what I think.
Okay, well, maybe you have two.
Although it's good for Match of the Day because you could go, they're taking a corner. I'm having a flipping corner. I'm having a Muller corner. But that's all for today.
Rock and Roll Football.
Podcast done.
Ooh, how are you feeling now?
I feel like I need something sort of clean and crisp, like some clean, like fizzy water or something like that to just cut through the deep levels of fat.
Oh, yeah, what's like a non-alcoholic digestive that you could have, like an espresso?
Oh, yeah, that would work, actually. That feels quite clean.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might do that.
That'd perk you up a bit.
Yeah.
But also it could get, I mean, obviously you put a lot of stuff in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's got to go somewhere.
Yeah, of course.
And that could be a fire in the hole.
Horrendous evacuation.
Oh my word! Can you understand what that would mean for your body, Liam? We scared him there.
He's turned around to look at the telly. About Birmingham City, isn't it?
It's yeah, because Birmingham scored late and it's not come from the video printer yet. So
he's on edge. Yeah.
We recorded this 3 hours after we did the show. And it's still not on the video printer. Can anyone find out what happened with that goal?
The Tom Bradby effect has worked. It's fine. I think the full time. Whistle's gone, pretty sure.
It must have done. I think it'll all be fine. Don't worry about it. So, it's good to be back. Thank you for downloading this. Please leave a 5-star written review and tell your friends. Share it on your socials. Tell your family.
Yeah.
Your colleagues. Who else do you know? People on the bus.
Strangers, yeah.
Strangers,
stop them in the street.
Reach out.
Tell them.
Yeah.
Put your headphones over their head and force them to listen.
Yeah, pin them down.
Listen to these guys. They've been eating deep-fried food right throughout the show. You must
why is
hear
it,
it.
Why is it a food podcast? No, it's meant to be about football. Well, it feels like the opposite of what they should be doing. Yep. Oh, and, well, it's too late to do it now, but Southampton have just got a fourth.
Yeah, what a game that was. Amazing.
That's what. It's a shame that's not a match of the day, but they'll be on some sort of championship highlight show.
Yeah, what are they on?
Quest,
I think. I think ITV might have them this season, actually.
Okay, that's good.
Which is better. Tom Bradby may host. Who knows?
Full-time, Birmingham 1, Leeds 0. Yes. It's official. Everybody's happy. I think we both need a lie down and a snooze.
Yes, let's do that quickly.
You're obviously going to lie down with your hands...
up against the wall. That's what I do, yeah.
You know what? Actually, I'm picturing you now. Like, you know that bit in Titanic where Kate Winslet's hand brushes the window in a moment of passion?
Oh, yeah. Oh no.
I'm sort of imagining that.
There were no steamy windows.
Steamy windows! Steamy walls. That's how hot it was in there. The wallpaper was peeling off. Oh, I think it's the fat talking.
Yeah, let's go. Let's get out of here.
Okay, man. See you next week.